This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Hallam in Bonn. Pakistani security officials have said that NATO helicopters killed at least 24 Pakistani soldiers in two separate attacks on its Afghan border on Saturday. An ISAF spokesman said it was highly likely that NATO choppers caused the casualties, but added there would be an investigation into the incident. The deaths have prompted Pakistan to temporarily seal its border to NATO supplies bound for Afghanistan and to ask the US to vacate an airbase used for CIA drone attacks on suspected militants. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani called an emergency meeting of top politicians and military officers in Islamabad to discuss the deaths. The attack is liable to further destabilize already tense relations between NATO and Pakistan. Morocco's moderate Islamist Justice and Development Party, PJD, looks likely to win parliamentary elections, according to preliminary results. According to the Interior Minister, the party secured 80 of the first 288 seats awarded so far, placing it well ahead of its rivals at this stage. The PJD is set to fall short of an outright parliamentary majority and will have to form a coalition government. In the wake of the so-called Arab Spring, advocates of political Islam have been gaining ground in northern Africa. Moderate Islamists won Tunisia's post-revolution election last month, and a similar party is heavily favoured for Egyptian parliamentary elections, set to begin on Monday. Syria's foreign minister has accused the Arab League of internationalising the eight-month crackdown on government opponents in Syria. Walid al-Mualem wrote a letter to the group protesting its probable decision to impose fresh sanctions on Syria. The proposed sanctions, being discussed in Cairo by Arab leaders, would suspend flights to Syria, freeze government assets and dealings with Syria's central bank. That's according to information obtained by the DPA news agency. The United Nations estimates that at least 3,500 people have been killed by Syrian security forces this year. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Thousands of nuclear power opponents in Germany are protesting against a train carrying radioactive waste to a storage site in northern Germany. Protest groups say some 23,000 people have mobilised against the train at some point along its path to the remote town of Gorleben. Police estimates, however, point to a markedly lower turnout. The transport, which is the last of its kind due to the German government's decision to phase out nuclear power production, is set to arrive late on Saturday. The German radioactive material was sent to France for reprocessing. This process extracts reusable elements like plutonium and uranium, but doesn't lower the waste's radioactivity. Belgian political parties broke a deadlock on the country's 2012 budget on Saturday, clearing the last major obstacle to the country finally forming a coalition government. Belgium has been without a functioning political alliance since parliamentary elections in June last year, 2010. The country has broken the record for the longest time elapsed without forming a government. The breakthrough followed a personal appeal from caretaker Prime Minister Yves Le Terme, calling on various parties to put their differences aside. Belgium needed to agree to and implement a string of austerity measures to bring its borrowing levels in line with EU targets. NASA's next-generation Mars rover has blasted off towards the red planet from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Carried by an Atlas V rocket, the Mobile Science Laboratory has an eight-month journey ahead of it. Sports now. In soccer, reigning Bundesliga champions Borussia Dortmund beat arch-rival Schalke 2-0 on Saturday in arguably the biggest match in German league football. The win puts Dortmund top of the table, although Bayern Munich could reclaim the position with a win on Sunday. In Saturday's other matches, Hertha Berlin and Bayer Leverkusen drew 3-3. Hoffenheim tied 1-1 with visitors Freiburg. Nuremberg beat Kaiserslautern 1-0. And Augsburg stayed bottom of the league table despite securing their first home win of the season against Wolfsburg. In the evening fixture, northern German rivals Hannover and Hamburg drew 1-1. Also, in Formula One, German world champion Sebastian Vettel starts the last race of the season in Brazil from pole tomorrow. Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.